This goes to Jennifer Laporte, L-A capital P-O-R-T-E, care of Saginaw Veterans Administration. Fax is 989-321-4085. Regarding Dale Armstrong, his date of birth is 6/12 of 1947. Dear Dr. Laporte, this is a consultation for Mr. Armstrong, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. A first level was noted 2/4 of 25, creatinine of 1.7, estimated GFR is 41, and 6/5 of 25, creatinine 1.5 with GFR 48. The patient is accompanied by his wife because he does have some memory issues and mild dementia. And he's very pleasant and cooperative, but he does rely on his wife to help him remember dates and other things like that. Today, he was unaware of having kidney problems. He feels like he urinates well. He did have, he used to see Dr. Kirby in 2015 and was diagnosed with very mild bladder carcinoma due to hematuria. He did not require surgery. He had some topical treatments, and that seemed to resolve. And then he did have a recent cystoscopy and bladder biopsy in August of this year, and the pathology report was negative for active cancer at this time. So he was very pleased about that. He did not have radiation or any other type of surgery for the bladder cancer. He is still smoking cigarettes, at least a half pack a day, and has done so for at least 60 years. And he is trying to quit smoking. He feels well. He denies any history of heart disease, no chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness or recent falls. He does have some hearing loss and some restless leg difficulty. He's had a long history of type 2 diabetes, previously not well controlled. He does suffer from bilateral hip pain and knee pain. And he was just recently started on Lodine, L-O-D-I-N-E, 400 milligram twice a day for the pain. He did not realize that was an oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, though, and his wife and him have agreed that that will stop today, and he can use Tylenol instead for the pain. He states that he urinates very well. He does not see blood or cloudiness or foaminess. And he does have nocturia 1 to 2 times per night. No incontinence, no dribbling of urine. Past medical history is significant for COPD, secondary to long-term smoking. A history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, bladder carcinoma, very mild, colon polyp, mild hearing loss, restless leg syndrome, type 2 diabetes, bilateral hip and knee pain, peripheral vascular disease, and mild dementia. Past surgical history, he had a colonoscopy in 2024, recent cystoscopy with bladder biopsy August of 25, negative for carcinoma, hernia repair, and he had a stent in the abdominal area, lower abdominal area, for peripheral artery disease about 15 years ago. Social history, the patient smokes a half pack of cigarettes per day. He does not consume alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He is married and a retired military person. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, thyroid disease, asthma, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Crestor, Neurontin, and latex gloves. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, magnesium oxide 400 milligram daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations 4 times a day as needed, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, diclofenac gel, he applies that topically every 8 hours as needed. He takes GALANT, like Tom, AM like Mary, INE, 16 milligrams extended release once a day, Lantus insulin 12 units daily, lidocaine patches as directed, nicotine patch 14 milligrams to help with smoking cessation, vitamins with minerals and lutein twice a day. He takes tiotropium, T-I-O-T-R-O-P-I-U-M hyphen olodaterol, it's O-L-O-D-A-T-E-R-O-L, 2.5/2.5 microgram twice a day, or 2 inhalations once a day. Ropurinol, 2 milligram at bedtime. Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. Tylenol, 500 milligram 3 times a day as needed for pain. Synthroid, 100 microgram daily. Zetia, 10 milligram daily. Finasteride, 5 milligram daily. Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. And Lodine, 400 milligram twice a day. And that's only recently been started within the last month. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 187 pounds, pulse was 87, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear with midline uvula, neck is supple without carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no palpable nodules or lesions. Lungs are clear with end expiratory wheezes bilaterally and a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Decreased sensation in feet bilaterally, no unusual rashes or lesions. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done June 5th, 2025. Urinalysis, 1 plus blood negative protein. Sodium was 138, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 29. Creatinine 1.5 with GFR 48. Calcium is 9.3. Hemoglobin A1C 9.4. White count 8.52. Hemoglobin 15.8. Platelets 188,000. And we have a CT urogram that was done 6/27/24. And that revealed normal-sized right kidney with some small renal cysts, no hydronephrosis or hydroureter, no stones. Left kidney and ureter, normal size, no calculi, several small renal cysts, no hydronephrosis or hydroureter, and both kidneys readily excreted contrast material. And no urothelial lesions were noted. He also was noted to have mild fatty liver disease and some colonic diverticulosis. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding diabetes, poorly controlled, and also the history of hypertension, although he currently has blood pressure on the low side without any antihypertensives being used. We've asked him to stop the Lodine now and not to use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. He can use the topical diclofenac and also Tylenol at this point. And we want to repeat renal labs as well as a protein to creatinine ratio in the urine and another urinalysis with microscopic and a parathyroid hormone. and then we will do labs every 3 months thereafter. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.